from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here on the Morning Roast, but in the meantime, it is preseason football happening tomorrow. We got to get out the doldrums, man. We got to get ready to play. We have to get ready to play, because before you know it, September 9th, we'll be here. And they'll be playing the New York Jets. And there's no, hey, what's happening with IU Katrina? The hell with that. We're playing football at that point. But we got to get ready for this. Tennessee tomorrow. All right? Nashville, Tennessee. And we're probably not going to see Purdy. Probably not going to see a lot of starters. But still, Shasky wants to see five plays ran tomorrow. Now, I'm guessing it's going to be a very vanilla game plan. But if it was Coach Shasky, we're probably going to get a couple double reverses, some trick plays, some flea flickers. Just go show it. Now, let me ask you before you come up with your five plays.
I love a good pop pass.
I know you love a good pop pass in a tight end. Do you play preseason on Madden? Do you play your preseason games?
Well, that's a complicated answer. How in their primes is my team? Like, if my quarterback's a rookie, I'm playing with him right away.
No doubt.
Just drafting him. Got to use him. Like, if I've got a rookie running back, I might simulate to when I have offense and then, just get him some looks, and see what he looks like with the ones.
Right.
And then get some stats against them twos and threes. It depends.
By the way, you'd be proud of me. I beat Georgia in the playoffs.
Third game.
LSU. I'm 2-1 against them in a winning natty.
All right, during the regular season, every Friday, I'm going to give you the five plays that I want to see Shanahan run for X, Y, and Z reasons. And I showcased this before the Super Bowl last year. I think I got 4 out of 5. Did I not?
What do you mean?
Of the plays that I said that I wanted ran in the Super Bowl, I believe I got at least 4 out of 5.
I don't remember what the plays were, Shasky.
I hate you.
What, I'm supposed to remember your five plays?
Because they were incredible plays.
I don't remember the plays. And then you talk about February. I can't even remember where I put my wallet half the time.
I called the George Kittle little fake play action where he pretends like he's blocking, and then Purdy spins back around, boots a little to the dump off to Kittle. I talked about
he only had two catches for 4 yards in the Super Bowl.
They ran that play.
What did he get, a 1 yard gain?
Yeah, I was like 4.
No, he got the first down for 3 yards.
That was on the fourth down.
Yeah, and he got 3 yards.
They want to keep it simple.
Yeah, he got 3.
I believe he got called back.
He had 2 catches, 4 yards.
Well, no, that play went down. Maybe I did that to trick him. Anyway, regardless, whenever I unveiled it, it all happened. It all happened.
All five plays happened?
Mm-hmm.
You just said 4 out of 5.
Well, maybe
so
it was 5.
So what is it? All right. I'm not going to argue with it. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm sorry. But if you did, credit to you.
All right, give me some music.
As a matter of fact, you should be in the booth then.
I mean, if Parag's going to be in the booth challenging plays, throw me in there too.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
All right, on the outside looking in, because it's defense and not offense, I need a Mike Mustafa blitz. I just want to see him come off the edge. I want to see him come off the edge. Don't you? And then I want to see him fake blitz where he shows it, you know, at the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback's like, no, 31. I think he's number 31. 31, right there. I see him. He's coming off the edge. And then you drop back in coverage. Can he do that? I want to see him backpedal. I want to see him backpedal off the edge. That I definitely want to see.
Wait. You want him to blitz off the edge?
At one time.
And then you want to see him backpedal?
I want to see him fake blitz and then drop back into coverage.
Okay, gotcha.
I just want to see it.
Gotcha.
I want to see it.
All right.
What, you don't like that?
Oh, I love it. I'm listening. I love it.
Outside looking in. Plays I want to see. Now, again, this is a special team, so it's a little different. Jake Moody, I'm still not 100% sold on you. I need Jake Moody to have a perfect preseason.
Wait.
Remember, he missed a PAT.
He also made 250-plus yard
field
goals.
No doubt, but he missed a PAT. He missed a PAT.
Okay, you're not in that game. He made
the first longest field goal ever until the other guy. 55-yard
field goal.
Yeah.
And then he made a 53-yard field goal. Mm-hmm. And then he made a 27-yard mm-hmm. field goal in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Still not sold.
Okay. All right. You're not sold?
I mean, if we're going to do that with Purdy, I might as well do it with Jake Moody, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on. Outside looking in. All right. Play number five.
Wait, we're at number three.
Well, no, that was outside looking in.
Oh, sorry.
OLI.
Sorry. Oh, okay, my bad.
Number five.
Wait a minute.
What?
All right.
We
just had three plays of outside looking in, and now we're going to run five. So really, you're just giving us eight plays that you want to watch.
Well, those are three honorable mentions.
Yes. This is bracketology, Bonte,
exactly.
All right?
Outside looking in. Okay. Do you not
Joe
get
Joe Lunardi over here.
It's preseason. The roster's a little bit bigger than the
like
regular
Adam
season.
Like Adam Myers, I give you some for free.
I stand back.
It's a little taste.
I stand back.
Number five, can you give it to me again?
Number five.
First play of the game. It's very simple. I formation. Got my fullback out there. And Juice, because you squeezed me to still be paid the highest paid fullback, I'm suiting you up in this one. So I've got Brandon Allen under center. I got Jordan Mason in the backfield. I formation. And then you go motion as the fullback starts to slowly, as I shuffle to the left, I'm going over left tackle, left guard. Jordan Mason, power left. Very simple, very simplistic. I want to see Jalen Moore at left tackle do the most basic play in the Shanahan offense, which they ran to death over and over, which is run the ball to the left side over left tackle and left guard.
55 blast sounds like 25 blast, whatever they named the running backs, whatever number system. As I watched the hideout, it was 55 blast.
That show starts at 10.
54 blast. No, it's good. Hey, no, you're going over plays. Apparently, the show's now.
Number four.
Number four.
I want to see one of the two youngsters, if they play in this game, run this play multiple times. And this is one that you see they'll run with Debo, they'll run with Ayuk, they'll run with Kittle. All right? Same formations, if you will. But what you end up doing is essentially quarterback play action to one side, flip around on the boot, and you got the long drag, aka the little crosser, and I'm going to flip the hips, whether it's Josh Dobbs, Tanner Mordecai, or whether it's my guy, Brandon Allen, and I want to flip the ball to Ricky Pearsall or Cowan. Just let them touch it. Let them feel it. Let them get that ball, go out of bounds, fall down 4 or 5 yards. Just put it in your hands and let's go. You know what play I'm talking about. They run it with Ayuk and Debo all the time.
Feels like an old show I was on right now. This is great. This is my wheelhouse. Afternoon delight. All right, keep going.
Number three.
Number three.
I need a very simple play, okay? It's a little overplay that you see the Niners run over and over and over again. It's where that linebacker is in coverage against a slot receiver, and you have to make that beautiful touch pass that Jimmy struggled with and Brock Purdy nails all the time. But I want to see which backup quarterback could throw it, because to me, this is the difference between being able to play in a Shanahan offense or not. And it's all three quarterbacks are going to have to run it. It's the intermediate pass on the play action rollout and preferably to Ricky Pearsall, because I want to see him touch the ball and I want to see him make this play with one of these quarterbacks, because if heaven forbid, Brock Purdy go down for one game, I want to know which one of these guys could truly run a staple of the Shanahan offense.
I like
underneath
it.
The safety, over the linebacker. You know which one I'm talking about. A little overplay.
707 Mikey Dubs, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. I'm going to need a King of the Hill rankings of Joe's plays. That's pretty funny.
I like that. That's number two. Funny.
Not going to happen two. Then.
All right. Now, I know it's preseason, so it's special teams. Guys, I can't talk about the last 15 years of 49er football without talking about who the hell is returning kicks and punts? What? Who? Who's back there?
Do you want a reverse on the punt return?
No. I just want to see them actually catch the ball. Thank you, Ray McLeod. Catch the ball. And I want to see what these kick returns look like. Who's going to be back there? Is it going to be Trent Taylor? Because I'm going to be real with you. I have zero faith in Trent Taylor. Like, who's it going to be?
Might be Trent Taylor.
Isn't that something might you're be interested Ronnie in
Bell.
Seeing?
Ronnie Bell, might be Jaquan Cowing.
Bonte, who's the punt returner right now?
We don't know.
Who's your punt?
Trent Taylor, Ronnie Bell, or Jaquan Cowing. We're a month out from the season.
Hasn't Debo been lobbying to return some kicks, too?
He does return some punts sometimes.
Yeah,
he does.
I'm not suiting Debo up in this game.
That's tough.
All right, and the number one play that I have to see late in the game, fourth quarter time, you know, when everybody's not tuned in, real football heads, guys that watch film like you and me and Baldy, I got to see a nice fullback dive. What?
I'm not saying
it. It ain't the preseason and the fourth quarter without Shanahan trying to ice the game with 10 minutes to go with a couple of fullback dives.
Oh, man.
That fool absolutely nobody, too.
That's my favorite one.
Every time they get stuffed, it feels
my
like.
My favorite
one. Oh, well, they used to run a gun run on fourth and one. They'd be like, why are we running the gun run? It never works. Got stuffed to New Orleans, got stuffed to Miami, against Miami. I remember the gun runs. Like, it was yesterday. You're running the gun run with Jerick McKinnon right up the, like, what? They're in the goal line defense, dude. All right, anyway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Those are Shasky's five plays. He must see.
Yay!
And then outside the lines, you got three honorable mention plays.
Yes, absolutely.
Might as well just script it to 15.
Well, I mean just, sometimes you got to throw the script away.
Don't like tempt him.
Like Steve Kerr did yesterday.
I'm not a GM, even though I'd love to be one.
I mean, seriously. But like for example, like all of my plays are because I want to see into the future of the regular season. So, for example, number five, where the fullback goes in motion, where he's kind of like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They run it to the left side. Like, I want to see Jordan Mason run the most basic Christian McCaffrey play, because you got to kind of slow your steps down, find the hole, cut back up, and accelerate through the lane. And I want to see what the left tackle looks like. Like, the guy who's playing in place of Trent Williams, because we don't have Trent Williams right now, I want to see what that guy looks like. And left guard Aaron Banks, I'm assuming he's not going to play, so maybe it'll be one of the youngsters. Maybe it'll be Burford. I don't know. Like, to me, I kind of like that play. Number four, the little play-action crosser. You know which one I'm talking about. Flip the hips, make the throw. Can Dobbs do that?
I'm imagining these plays as I'm playing NCAA or like Tecmo Bowl, where you got your four plays up top, your four plays on the bottom, or maybe even PlayStation, like NCAA, you got your three plays or whatnot. I'm envisioning that right now.
All right. And then the number three, like the intermediate pass, you know exactly which pass I'm talking about. All right. You know which one I'm talking about. It's that little like lob touch throw that you have to make as they're coming over and across the formation. You've got a linebacker guarding you. The minute you see the numbers on the linebacker, boom, you're hitting that little lob throw, and you got to fit it into a window that's catchable, where your receiver is going to take a hit in that one, but it's got to be underneath the safety. Like, that is where Brock Purdy excels. Yep. And so for one of these backups, like, if you want to play in this offense, you have to hit that throw consistently. And then obviously the kick return game is very important.
No screen passes?
No, I know we're going to get a healthy dose of Ronnie Bell on the smoke screens.
Smoke screens, wide receiver screens, bubble screens.
If I had one play for Ricky Pearsall to make, what would you like to see?
Oh, I would like to see him. I'll see him run a post corner route. I want to see the wiggle. I want to see him run the 10-yard post, break in, and I want to see that footwork and athleticism, and then break to that corner. Boom. Give me a nice little post corner. You pump on the post, and then he goes to the corner. Now, I don't know if the quarterback's going to be able to get it there, but I would love that. I would love that.
I love how triggered people get by me coming up with these plays. We all know these. Like, I don't pretend to know the names of the plays.
Don't worry about that.
Everyone just relax. And I'm saving the good stuff, the good stuff.
Don't worry
for
about
the regular
internet.
Season.
Don't worry.
I'm like Kyle. All right. I show you
that.
The vanilla stuff come preseason, so that come regular season, all the good stuff hits, and we lead the league like they did last year in big plays.
Possibly.
All right, I see the chat box here. Steve Kerr's going to join us for about 10 minutes. He only has 10 minutes for us. 10 minutes, Steve Kerr. So. In 14 minutes or 13 minutes, we'll have Steve Kerr on for 10 minutes, which would be a lot of fun here on the Morning Roast. He'll join us on the River Islands guest line. But five plays, preseason football. Anybody else? 888-957-9570. Any player you're eager to watch tomorrow? See, I'm eager to watch D Winners. I want to see D Winners tomorrow. Is he ready to pick up the slack for Dre Greenlaw? Because I'm not counting on Dre Greenlaw to be Dre Greenlaw this season, coming off that Achilles tear. Now, I could be wrong. But I want to see D Winner tomorrow. I'm really intrigued to see what he does. Sideline to sideline, playing next. I doubt Fred Warner's going to play, but I want to see Winners. I want to see how he plays tomorrow. That's the guy I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, for me, it's the young secondary. I want to see Tig. I want to see, you know, obviously Odom's been killing it at practice. I want to see Mustafa. I want to see Renardo Green. I'm assuming D'Amanor and Charvarius won't play, so we'll get a good look at like
not.
Sammy Womack and some of those guys in the secondary. And to your point about the young linebackers, I think they're going to be huge in the whole preseason. I think they have big opportunities to see spots with Greenlaw out.
I wonder if. I wonder, man, if Pearsall doesn't play, that stinks. If Pearsall doesn't play, then I'm eager to see Tanner Mordecai and these backup quarterbacks. Because I know what Josh Dobbs brings to the table. I know what Brendan Allen brings to the table. I don't see the Tanner Mordecai kid. Did Kyle find another gym at the quarterback spot, or Brian Greasy? Guess we can give him some credit for this, because he got the credit for Brock Purdy. Which backup quarterback is really going to shine out?
So when you say that, like, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for a feel, right? Command of the huddle, command of the line of scrimmage, footwork, anticipation. Do you see the throw? Now, this preseason is going to be choppy. You don't have a lot of reps with a lot of these guys. But does he look like a pro quarterback? And everything that comes with being a pro quarterback, footwork, stance, drop back, command of the huddle. I don't want to see you on a run play. I don't want to see you going the wrong way. And it's like, uh-oh. Or when you're running a play-action pass, and you see sometimes quarterbacks go the wrong way, and they're faking to nobody instead of running backs over here. Those little things that a quarterback needs to do, that's what I look for, especially in the preseason.
This feels like the least anticipated of the preseason games in a long time.
Well, because you got a lot of noise. You got a lot of noise outside. You have a lot of noise.
Like last year, you had the whole element of like Brock Purdy's elbow. You had Trey Lance fighting for his career. You had Sam Darnold, where there was more name recognition than maybe any of the backup quarterbacks. So you were obviously looking at all of that. And there was the whole Bosa not here element. But this one, it just doesn't, it feels like on the field doesn't feel as important as in years past.
Kyle Brandt and Peter Schrager talk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.